Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. President Beta. Murder Master Music Show. It's that kid here, Nilla. Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show. This right here is where the real rap at.
What's that? And it's Bootleg the Rock Capone from the Dayton family. Baby, this is your boy, Uncle Luke.
What up, y'all?
This is E-Shop.
Yo, 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 what's up? This is your boy, C-Murder, and I'm chilling with my boy, Scott Beta, and you're listening to the Murder Master Music Show. It's the hottest thing out right now, you heard me? Keep it true.
Check out the motherfucking Murder Master Music Show right here at blogtalkradio.com/Murder Master Music Show. We play nothing but the hardest gangster shit from around the globe. Plus, we interview legends and pioneers in this motherfucking rap game. Call the number at 714-409-0548. Ain't nobody else paying homage to legends like we are. Fuck the lame stream, bitch.
To the Murder Music Show with Scott Beta. You heard me?
Twelve in the morning, woke up with the shakes. Serial killer, Mr. Frosted Flakes. My hands were all bloody and I don't know why. I'm thinking about my bitch and why she had to die. Some niggas out to get me, she was setting me up. They pulled out their pistols, started wetting me up. I seen my life pass before my eyes in the flash. I drew down my weapon and I started to blast. My bitch caught a slug in the back of the neck. I emptied out the deck and niggas hit the deck. I ran for the Beamer, it was sitting in front. I left my bitch body smoking like a Philly blunt. And it was in the midnight hour. In the midnight hour, it all happened. In the midnight hour. In the midnight hour, they start capping.
I'm bleeding like a motherfucker grabbing my chest. My heartbeat racing like a EMF. I called my partner up on the portable phone. I blew my bitch brains out with the chrome. My nigga said he'd meet me at the Omni Hotel. Court date was the day and he just jumped bail. Police out to get him, he was under arrest. Bitch warming for my nigga with the mental stress. Met my nigga at the spot and he had nothing to say. Metro airport to East L.A. When we got to the city, it was drama again. Seen a nigga who we jacked in 89 for 10. And it was
in the midnight hour. In the midnight hour, it all happened. In the midnight hour. In the midnight hour, they started capping.
The nigga started tripping, he was waving his gun. Pissed off since 89, cause we murdered his son. Straight bullets started flying everywhere but in mine. Still bleeding like a pig and I'm pressed for time. I looked up and my nigga caught a slug in his face. Now I'm mad in the motherfucker trying to embrace. My homie body turned cold, I felt him slipping away. He was just here alive, now we dead today. And the nigga who had shot him, he was shot on the flow. So I went to his body and I shot him some more. He looked me dead in the face and said, "You're going to hell." I spit blood in his face as I started to yell.
In the midnight hour. In the midnight hour, it all happened. In the midnight hour. In the midnight hour, they start capping. In the midnight hour. In the midnight hour, it all happened. In the midnight hour. In the midnight hour, they start capping.
Yeah, this is the Murder Master Music Show, episode 53. If y'all tuned in last night, you heard some crazy shit on behalf of our guest AP9 and a couple callers that had some interesting questions. And now You know what I'm saying? You can hear that show. I mean, they got it posted on all these lame stream sites like All Hip Hop, DJ Vlad, and you know, several other sites. But I do want to say this, you fuckboy sites, if you're going to post anything that has to do with us, put the fucking website. You know what I'm saying? Vlad, he took clips of the audio and made a video and posted it up there. And he just said the name of the show. You know, so I had to hit him and say, hey, man, you got to at least put the website up there. I need people to go. I need a place where people need to go if they want to hear the whole show. All Hip Hop, they put the link up there. You know, and it's crazy because when we made history, we had the biggest compilation in the history of rap music, 70 tracks from 15-plus countries, including Iran, a place that we're technically, you know, in a psychological warfare with. And we broke all kinds of Guinness Book records, but the Masonic Guinness Book wouldn't even recognize it. You know, we had more rappers on one project, more countries on one project. We didn't get no attention, just my brother Soren Baker at Yahoo, and that was it. You know what I'm saying? But then some dude comes on the show, you know, a legend, a Bay Area legend himself, you know what I'm saying, AP9, comes on the show and talks about pictures and some shit with Coco and the legendary Ice-T, props to Ice-T, no disrespect to him, you know what I'm saying? But it just fucking amazes me how something like that is going to get more attention than something that's never been done before in the history of rap. I don't know. I'm beside myself because we sent the links to the compilation to numerous sites. And basically the only press we got, like I said, was Yahoo, a few rap sites, a bunch of sites down in Brazil, and then conspiracy theory sites, because we was on the Fuck the Illuminati. We still are on the Fuck the Illuminati shit, because, man, you motherfuckers are crooked. But I'm going to get off into music. I'm waiting for our guests to call in. You know what I'm saying? We got episode 53. Gonzo, you know what I'm saying, legendary West Coast rapper, you know what I'm saying, represents South Central. He was in the group Caution. You remember them back in the mid-90s. Of course, he was down at the Regime. You know, he did a lot of stuff with Yuck Mouth over the years, and he's a fucking legend in his own right. He's going to be here in a minute. Matter of fact, shit, here he is right now. Here he is right now. I think this is him. Now, here we go. Hey, Gonzo, is that you?
Yeah, this is me.
Man, first off, I want to welcome you to the Murder Master Music Show, man. And, you know, if you guys hear anything, anybody listen, you hear anything in the background, it's me watching the Bulls, hopefully stomp Miami. It's fourth quarter. We're up by five. So, you know, but hey, man, much respect to you, Gonzo. You've always been consistent with doing your brand of music. You're not following no trends. You're not trying to get in this bullshit that's going on right now in the rap music industry. I'm talking about the skinny jeans, the motherfuckers wearing zebra tights. Motherfuckers just looking like Barbie doll gangster rappers, some shit, man. It's just some swaggage shit. We call them swaggage. Brother Six gave us that phrase. What do you think of how the game is right now, man?
First off, I want y'all to, excuse the nigga. I done fucked around and caught the flu last night, so excuse the nigga voice and shit, you know what I mean?
It's all good, man. I hope you get better soon.
A little under the motherfucking weather, but, shit, man, the game is, in a nutshell, the shit is show business now. You know, hip-hop used to be something that was... Yeah, hip-hop used to be something that was kept close to the heart, and, you know, it was more about what was actually going on. Now it's more about, fantasies. It's like wrestling.
Yeah, storylines.
You can build up a character and, you know, put it out to the public and they buy it, just like wrestling.
Yeah, and it is. And you see a lot of fag ass rappers right now at the top of the tier. I mean, you got a guy. We've had the real Rick Ross on the show many times. Shout out to the real Rick Ross. But you got a guy over there in Miami claiming to be, you know, another man. He stole this guy's identity. It wasn't like somebody taking 50 Cent's name or something. You know, like 50 Cent did. He took a drug dealer's name. It wasn't nothing like that. It was, you're taking this guy's real name, and you ain't giving him props. Well, then you got other motherfuckers putting these little fruity face tattoos on, and ice cream cones and butterflies. And it's like, what the fuck, man? Shit ain't
cool. To each his own, it ain't cool. And the Rick Ross situation is, you know, him calling himself Rick Ross, that's, you know, I would take that as a compliment if he didn't, you know, take the oath as a correctional officer, which in my eyes, the same as the police, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, on some real shit, you got two different type of niggas in this game. You got niggas that come from the streets, you know what I mean, and trying to get out the streets through rap, and then you got niggas that's not from the streets and, you know, love the streets, need the street persona. So they get in the rap and then become a street nigga, you know what I mean, to sell their product, push their brand. And that's basically what the Rick Ross shit is. It's like, you know, that man was still breathing and alive, and he is a legend, you know, a living legend, Rick Ross, the real Rick Ross. So, I don't know. It was just, that shit is kind of a crazy scenario to, you know, be dealing with law enforcement and then try to be, you know, connect yourself to such a nigga that's monumental to South Central. I know that. You feel me? So, you know, but once again, a nigga learned to mind his motherfucking business in this hip-hop shit, because, you know, it's really not a rap thing with me. You feel me? It's, everything's going to be personal like a motherfucker. So that's, you know, nigga got to mind his business on certain situations. And you know, fuck the police.
Fuck them.
You know what I mean? So I'm going to stand on that. And if a nigga ever took an oath and, you know, to uphold the law and arrest niggas like me, or, you know, in jail, tell me to cut my TV off, or, you know, running up in a nigga's cell trying to find whatever. All those motherfuckers, to me, they on the other team. And it ain't nothing personal. They just got a job to do. I got a job to do, and they not my friend. Not in hip-hop, not, you know, once again, nothing personal. That's just my beliefs, and the nigga got to respect my beliefs, you dig?
That's what it is, man. These motherfuckers, you know, they got a grip on the industry, but there's still outlets. You know what I'm saying? There's still, like, you got a core following. You've had a core following throughout the years. How important is that to you to keep that, you know, that core following versus, you know what I'm saying, going mainstream, or you know what I'm saying, getting involved in the shit that's going on in modern day hip hop?
Well, I mean, it's like jumping off a building, you know what I mean? It's when you take the fucking, that major plunge, it's like all or nothing, you feel me? In certain situations, you could get wrapped up into where it can completely take you out of the game, like completely, you're done. And then, you know, that's usually a good situation for motherfuckers that's not really, you know, built to handle their own situation. But personally, I would always, always, always try to stay independent as long as you can until, you know, taking a check for a good deal, you know, some situations would be ridiculous. But stay as independent as long as you can and get your real money, because once you fuck with the majors, now you really don't have an opinion no more on what you do. And you got to make certain decisions and fuck with certain people and do certain things that, you know, you might not sleep well tonight. Let's just put it that way. Money's good, but, you know, you got to be a man person. That's why motherfuckers be dope heads, you know, schizophrenic, crazy, needing psychiatrists, all type of weirdo shit, bodyguards, got to buy into certain situations just to be who they are. You know what I mean? And if that's what, you know, going platinum is about, Carson done what it done. But if that's what's going platinum about, then I don't need it. Because, nigga, money's straight right now.
That's real
you know,
shit.
Niggas might got, you know, shit that, the whole thing is motherfuckers thinking when they turn off the video, niggas is still around here and they own these cars. Niggas don't own shit. Feel me? Here, this house I'm in right now, I own this motherfucker. Feel me? And a couple more of these motherfuckers, I own them. So my niggas running around talking that shit, anything you see me in, I own it. Not through rap, nigga. You know, like, shout out to my nigga Kenny Kingpin. You know, this ain't what rap built. I just happen to rap. So real street niggas, fuck with a nigga, man. You know what I mean?
That's Pop LQ, right?
Yeah, that's my nigga Pop LQ, you feel me?
Yeah, we're gonna have him. We gotta have him on the show too. We had CJ Mack on not too long ago, so we gotta have him on the show too.
It's just all of, you know, some motherfuckers, my nigga. You know, it's they come in the game and they don't have that background. Hip hop is all about right now. It's all about, you know, yeah, from the hood, you be on some gangster shit or whatever. So whatever a nigga gotta do to create that scenario, they will do it. Some was born with it, others have to create it. But what can you do when the shit's a commodity and motherfuckers is willing to pay to build your persona, to build a whoever, like a nigga. Half these niggas, man, I mean, and this, I'm going to keep it 100 with you, my nigga. A lot of these niggas in L.A. that came out in the 90s, I know them. They my friends. But niggas that just knew and popped up and just hella L.A. with it, I promise I don't know none of these niggas. Never seen them before a video, you know, like growing up. Nigga, we was all going to World on Wheels and, you know, shit like that with real L.A. niggas, you know, go to functions before niggas had record deals. And, you know I seen Snoop out before. I seen Corrupt out, nigga, back in the day when he used to go to Sarah High School before I knew him. He was just a nigga I knew that rap. Feel me? Just niggas that you see out before music. And then all of a sudden you get these other niggas. And these is the niggas who so-called is, you know, pushing the line on the West Coast, running up in the labels, getting the money on MTV, and now all of a sudden at the face of the West Coast or Los Angeles, and people get the wrong idea. From that to Boys in the Hood, they come to California, and they already got a perception of how shit's going to be in their head. But it's never like that. You feel me? It ain't like that. It's a whole nother monster out here to this shit, especially when you're dealing with entertainment. You did?
Yeah, man. Well, there's a lot of shit going on. I mean, I wrote for Murder Dog for many years. Shout out to the old Murder Dog. I'll just put it to you that way.
Right.
Even they're getting on a level now where it's just, you know, all they got in there is some swagger shit of Tech N9ne. All these publications, there's no outlets for motherfuckers like you anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
and that's what we're trying to do over here. That's what we're trying to do with the Murder Master Music Show and Underground Society, UGSforlife.com. We're trying to give outlets, UndergroundSocietyMagazine.com also. We're trying to give outlets to the RBXs, to the DOCs, to the fucking SIBOs, to the Poison Clans, to the Eshams, to the Gonzos. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're trying to do, man.
Right.
What's it going to take for us to get the backing we need to really make a dent in this game? Because we're doing all we can, you know what I'm saying? I mean, do you have any suggestions?
Well, shit, man, if a nigga could give you a logical answer on that, he would be lying. And, this shit's changing every day. Only thing I can say that we do have in our favor is when hip-hop was 100% true and real, we were the ones that were accepted. You feel me?
Yeah.
And just having that in the nigga back pocket to know that your stamp as a genuine, you know, whatever this nigga say out his mouth, pretty much motherfuckers know that they're really fucking my shit. It's going to be the truth. I'm not going to bite my tongue. I ain't trying to sugarcoat shit. I'm not going to, you know, take pop shots at all that shit, once again, wrestling. Just all some bullshit. I don't make an album to fucking entertain your fantasy button. I ain't trying to entertain your fantasy button when you listen to my shit. I'm trying to spark interest in some real shit inside you, some shit that you knew you could do, just wasn't, you know, fucking ready to do it at the time. You didn't have enough steam in you. I'm trying to give you just that little shit to do whatever it is you need to do in your day to motherfucking conquer this shit, because it ain't easy. And that's how I was taught by the Tupacs, nigga. I was taught to make music by him, by Ice Cube. Feel me? Being in the studio with Snoop Dogg. Just niggas who changed the face of music and how niggas think, how niggas dress. He taught me how to get down in this shit and how to really express myself and be a test of time. You feel me?
Right at the height of all that, too. Right at the height. I mean, this is the early, mid-90s. You know, when Eazy-E was popping, like you said, Death Row, Tupac, you were right there in the midst of all that shit. Man, what was it like?
I mean, it was honestly, my nigga, I'm a fan of hip hop. So it was living, you know, that was life. It was, you know, you don't get those many times in life to just have, that combination. That was like a strange, weird thing that was going on that could possibly happen again. But it's like motherfuckers' head ain't in the right place. Feel me? Like the West Coast could be a cold motherfucking place if it's all about the money. But obviously, you know, it ain't all about the money with these niggas. You know what I mean? It's like more about entertainment. And niggas is going to be sorry when that money run out, nigga. Niggas gonna be wishing that they was more focused on this business shit, more focused on how much money can we, you know, make together, opposed to, nigga, how many of our homeboys can we get killed in the process of this bullshit? Because that's the only ones who die, motherfuckers who hopping in front of a bullet for a nigga. Because, you know, niggas, motherfuckers ain't built like that. Niggas ain't out here, you know, catching murder cases and they going to jail for it no more. That was the 90s. Shine probably was the last nigga that tried to take a nigga head off. But today, niggas ain't wanting no parts of that shit. But a rap about it all day. You feel me?
And yeah. You get a little phone video of a couple rib shots or something. That's about it.
Who's that?
Half-assed Manny Pacquiao shit. You know.
No.
40 Glock in the game. They posted that video up there where he punched him in the ribs a couple times, and they made such a big deal about it. It's like,
man, well,
who gives a fuck?
Yeah, basically. I mean, situations like that don't happen. Niggas don't bump heads. You feel me? Once again, that ain't my business. But the shit that the other day, all the shit with the nigga game, you know. I know motherfuckers is waiting. Like, when is this nigga going to say something about that? Well, nigga.
Oh, yeah.
I know all the sites, they like guys back down. Nigga, if you got a fucking real bone in your body, I was the one that got in him. So it wasn't about no backing down or no fear shit or nothing. It was about motherfuckers that I fuck with, that I love and respect. And I got respect for, told me, look, motherfucker, let that shit go. And these niggas that I love, my big homies. So that's what I did. They over there fucking with the boy. You feel me? So it's like, once again, on this L.A. politics shit, that's as far as it go. Because whatever, you know, the nigga, this is why it was just deaded so quickly. Because these are niggas that I fuck with. They over there, you know, fucking with the nigga. You know what I mean? The nigga coming, sharing some foul shit about me, and they there, you know, and around, that would be an awkward situation. So when they said, you know, the nigga wasn't talking about you, let the shit go, I took it as that. He wasn't talking about me, and I let it go. And that's what keeping it 100 is on the streets. You feel me? It'd have been a difference, a big difference, if a nigga owed me some money, stole some dope from me, and, you know, then tried to rob me. Then it is no, we can't, you know, it is no, I can't take it into consideration to even listen to what you're saying, because now it's some whole other shit. But with this rap shit, once again, this rap shit, these niggas I fuck with and I love. They ain't got shit to do with no motherfucking rap shit. You feel me? So when the niggas say, you know, leave that shit alone and it's over some petty ass bullshit that niggas could possibly, you know, could possibly escalate to some whole other shit, you leave that shit alone. Feel me? And welcome to California, motherfucker. That's what it
welcome
is.
Welcome to California, huh? Well, here's a song. Let's get in one of your songs, man. This is Knock It Off featuring Badass. Introduce this song. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, man, this song right here was, this shit is on my album called The Dispensary. Y'all go on iTunes or wherever you stream or download music, go listen to The Dispensary, man. This album right here is going to, you know, put you in the mood. Once again, you know, I don't really, I'm putting out all these motherfucking albums in my own money, nigga. And that's what I do. I got a core following, so I don't have to go fucking spend all this bread to go try to promote this shit. You feel me? When I'm ready to sign one of these fuck deals and be back on TV, I will. But, nigga, the money is high right now, and that don't look likely. I'm not looking to go back to slavery. But this song right here is basically about that, about all you niggas, you know, knock it off, nigga. You out here talking that shit. And you know, the fans is buying it, but we really know you. And hip-hop is fucked up. You hear what Badass saying, you hear what I'm saying. The nigga's not complaining. Nigga's just trying to correct the problem. So a nigga, you know, my son, because I don't let my son listen to motherfucking rap unless it's some old shit. But this new shit, he ain't putting on no skinny jeans, none of that. Fuck all that.
Swagger so, shit. I feel you on that.
Yeah.
Well,
knock
here it is.
Off,
knock it off right here in the Murder Master Music Show.
We got names dealing, drug dealing, cops that's rapping. Ain't no such thing as a homo thug. That's a faggot. I tell the truth. I ain't got a fucking lie to fly. Life's a bitch. She gon' fuck all your friends when you die. I'ma ride like a biker on a Harley in the bike clubs. If I'ma do it on stage, all mic'd up. Used to do it fluid on the curb near my residence. And nigga, I ain't vote for Obama. I'm the president. A double dollar sign. We like the United States. But our people that pledge allegiance, we treat them great. Fuck outta here. You ain't gotta treat me straight. Best believe when the dishes is empty, we ate. And I might have had seconds in a doggy bag plate. And before you even touch that food, say yo, great. He don't knock it off, he's bartender round for the house. Baby, top it off, stick your nose, he after my
I'll
business.
Make big
I'ma chop
money.
It off,
knock it off.
I drive big cars.
Nigga, knock it off.
I make big money. I drive big cars. I make big money. Everybody know me.
I
make big money.
Knock it off.
I drive big cars.
Nigga, knock it off.
I make big money, I drive big cars, I make big money, everybody know me.
They saying I'm angry, it takes the good Lord to change me. Dog got rabies, man, he just mangy. Cuz on the block, he banging insanely. Red and blue lights, they trying to contain him. Rest in peace to both King Lou's Los Angeles. Make the car hop up and down with my finger. Still old school like curls and Sky Pager. Nigga got a chest out like I can't fade it. Nigga get beat up cause Gonzo mangy. Guns get whipped out and bullets start raining. This ain't a threat, nah, nigga, I'm just saying. Ain't no big Jimmy, so don't start playing. Knock that shit the fuck off. You get your ass whooped, then it ain't my fault. This is a result of all your tough talk. Everybody that was whooping, they all got knocked off.
I make big money.
Knock it off.
I drive big cars.
Nigga, knock it off.
I make big money. I drive big cars. I make big money. Everybody know me.
I
make big money.
Knock it off.
I drive big cars.
Nigga, knock it off.
I make big money, I drive big cars, I make big money, everybody know me.
We got rappers wearing tight jeans, skateboarding, gangbanging, man, it's mighty strange how the game done changed. I don't knock nobody's right to express and do your thing. And I believe very strongly into each his own. But who the fuck start gangbanging when they grown? It's not a wise choice when a nigga drive Rolls Royce in one sentence. Went from voice to the people, that that's a cold voice.
Yeah, we got rats in the front room, roaches in the back. Them project hallways is filled with the faxes. Tension all day, we can never relax. And every breath is a lifetime memory lapse.
Run fast, nigga, don't get lapped. You can lie and say you ain't do it, nigga, but you gon' get clapped. They ain't believe you, how gory is that? Cause your story was whack, you die young, ain't no glory in that.
I make big money,
knock it off.
I drive big cars,
nigga, knock it off.
I make big money, I drive big cars, I make big money, everybody know me.
I
make big money,
knock it off.
I drive big cars,
nigga, knock it off.
I make big money, I drive big cars, I make big money, everybody know me.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about right there. Let's bring back on Gonzo. That was Knock It Off featuring Badass. What album's off that again?
That's off the Dispensary. I dropped that on 420.
Oh, there you go, Dispensary. Dispensary. Hey, I'm going to bring on a caller. I'm going to bring on my brother Six. Speaking of Dispensary, this motherfucker's got, he lives by the harbor side in the bay. What up, Six?
Okay. What's happening over here walking the dog?
Man.
What up, man?
You know, hey, I'm digging the fucking show, man. That's why I'm slapped. First off, the game is, I got co-signing, man. It is fucking pro wrestling. If you look at it now, they got the costumes out. They do little corny gimmicks. You can't put any fucking truth in this industry because it's just fucking fake. It's made to sell corny T-shirts and a bunch of dumb online apps now. It's app music. It's the saddest fucking shit that done happened to the fucking industry.
You know what? Because the shit is all fucking corporate now. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not a motherfucking fool. I know how to get some of that money. We're finna get some of that money. But at the same time, a nigga gonna sleep well at night. I'm not finna bend over. I'm not kissing no ass.
Yeah.
I'm not sucking no motherfucking dick. You feel me?
Yeah.
A nigga finna get money and go, you know, feel like a man like they do when they open their doors. And they got their little Harvard degrees, degrees or whatever college they come from. And they think that we're stupid. You feel me? That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you motherfucking sign a bullshit deal and a motherfucker's getting money, you know what I mean, off of your talent and they're not doing anything and they sitting in the office all day, I'm not going to knock that. But, I mean, most record companies, they're like a bank, man. And I believe that, you know, I'm a firm believer that you can brand yourself, you know what I mean, without whoring yourself up.
Yeah.
Mm. I gotta say, if you look at who is branded, though, man, these motherfuckers are all puppets. They don't even have any base in reality with their shit. They just come out of acting school, like Drake. He's some fuck who played some cripple kid on a goddamn teen show. And motherfuckers think that's the truth now. Really, real kid Jimmy is hot. Get out of here with that shit. It's goofy.
Let me just state this though, like Drake. I fucking, on a music level, you know what I mean, on a music level, on just a nigga going in the studio with a track and writing some hot shit, you feel me? That nigga, he could do that. Hold on a second. Shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on a second. He could do that. So, musically, I respect him because the nigga just don't be like, yeah, nigga, I'm from the hood, woo-woo. Because, honestly, I know the niggas from Forest Hills, you know what I mean, in Canada. My son, he's from Canada. That's like one of the richest neighborhoods in Canada, and it's a Jewish neighborhood. You feel me? So
the nigga don't come
from the hood. You feel me? That's for sure. But musically, the nigga nice. You feel me? So he can get that. You know, I ain't tripping on Drake. What the problem is with me is when corporate America tries to, flip the switch in the hood and start doing shit that's fucking with the kids that don't have no money. You feel me? The motherfuckers who got money in Forest Hills, where Drake come from, they keep hip-hop alive. Let's keep them in the circle because they go to iTunes and buy this shit. But the motherfuckers where I come from, where, you know, their mama getting a county check and shit, these are the motherfuckers that hip-hop is targeting. They want them, you know what I mean? They want the motherfuckers in the hood. They want kids trying to figure out how to get these motherfucking new Jordans. You see what happened when the new Jordans came out? Niggas out here killing each other. You feel me? Like,
let me say something. I got to say that. For them Jordans to be just that, really?
motherfuckers came to into these things, and they look like a bunch of socks and zippers on them. Yeah, they look fucking retarded and goofy, too.
They ain't the Jordans of old days, no. And you know, they were killing motherfuckers back in the day, too, though. You know, and,
Yeah, but they were saying zippers and socks. I mean, I go outside now, I'm pretty much like walking on a Saturday sitcom. You see nothing but corny looking people dressed up
right.
On a fucking TV show that's not really going to be on.
Like some Three's Company shit. Hey, everybody, not to interrupt you, but I just want to tell Mac Mizzle, if you're listening, Bulls just beat the Heat, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Well, there's a minute left, and we're up by five, so... shit, watch, I say some of these motherfuckers pull something off. But no, man, back to what you were saying. Yeah, I feel you, man. They target certain individuals with that bullshit, that repetitive bullshit. And, you know, they make it almost to where you have to buy that. But cats like us, who came up off of shit in the 80s and the 90s, at least we know where to go and get that real shit when we need it. You know what I'm saying? That other
shit,
I can't listen to that other shit, man. You'll never hear none of that shit on this show.
Mm-hmm. Hey, yo. Check this out. You want to know what's funny? This motherfucking Game shit came up, right? And motherfuckers is hitting me. Really, you know, hitting me. Nigga, now if you look at it, you know, it's this like on some West Coast history shit to me. I fucked with every nigga on the West Coast who put this motherfucker down, like on some Abraham Lincoln shit, nigga. Like, these motherfuckers laid the fucking railroad for all these niggas. And motherfuckers just getting at me, like, nigga, who is this nigga? We ain't never, I mean, I was just in awe. Like, nigga, how can you even take the time to comment on some hip hop shit and nigga not really know the history?
That's
nigga,
the problem.
You fucking weenie ass nigga. How you ain't heard of, I mean, nigga, at least say you don't like my music, but if you ain't heard of my shit, that means you ain't never heard all the Tupac songs then. Dumb motherfucker. That means you ain't got, nigga, the Caution album. That was monumental. Niggas wasn't gangbanging in the mainstream before that, nigga, nothing. Shit was maybe banging on wax, but nigga, we brought that to the mainstream, nigga. So all you niggas that's on MTV, BET, all that bullshit with rags in your pocket, nigga, and trying to promote and market gangbanging, nigga, say thank you. And it wasn't such a good thing. That, now looking back, bad fucking move. Because now that put all these niggas in a position who ain't really cut from that cloth. Now they're marketing that shit. You know what I mean? The labels, it's better if you know, from somewhere. So niggas put that together as a marketing tool, just like the artists back in the day used to grow their hair and, you know, how they groom your brand. Motherfuckers is grooming their brand on some weirdo shit. Like,
yeah.
That's the truth.
Cornball shit, yeah.
It's leading to death, though. Like, nigga, motherfuckers, while they sitting in their corporate office, my nigga, you have no idea how turned up it is in motherfucking neighborhoods of America, nigga, where it's no money yet, you feel me? All following trends set in the offices of corporate America deliberately, you know? Mm-hmm. But we so smart. Motherfuckers take time to say Jay-Z the devil and Kanye. I mean, just retarded-ass shit, not... These black motherfuckers is getting together, getting some money. But they let a motherfucker put a name on it and put the devil on the motherfucker. Now we the devil. Nigga get a certain amount of money, nigga, we devils now. And it's a nigga don't make a story up like that. Niggas don't even, black motherfuckers don't even play with the devil like that. We ain't gonna put the devil on it. Believe that, motherfucker. But corporate America, yeah, now they want to say, nigga, if you get... to this level, you're the devil. So now motherfuckers on Twitter, these niggas the devil. But what did everybody do, though? As soon as they start saying that, now everybody playing with the devil shit. Now everybody, you know, on that symbol shit. Now, you know, it's something to market now. Now they, oh, shit, Jay-Z, so let me do it, too. Maybe I could be a part of the Illuminati. They'll think that I'm with the shit, too. Go figure.
Yeah, it's all It's all brainwashing techniques. That's all it is. I'm gonna bring out 314, man. This gotta be Mac J.
Yeah. What's up with the prayers? UGS for life, man.
UGS for life, homie.
I see you got Gonzo on. Six was just on the shit, man. Y'all spitting some real shit, man, for real. Cause I'm out here in a neighborhood in America, and it's like that. These motherfuckers is influenced by this dumb shit. And the song y'all just played, that motherfucker go hard, though. I hadn't heard Badass on some shit in a long time, man. So that was like a breath of fresh air listening to that shit, man.
One love, my guy. One love, dude. Yes, sir, man. This shit is, once again, a nigga not complaining like a nigga don't want in, but a nigga wants shit to be right. You know what I mean? Shit ain't really... Yeah. Right now.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. It's time. I'll be suggesting it's just time for the takeover, but the takeover got to be by niggas just sticking true to what they really about for real. And like you said, man, you motherfuckers hopping on the next trend. Let me follow this because they might think I'm with the shit. Yeah, if niggas stay true, man, real motherfuckers out here in these streets respect real shit. Even if you a bitch, nigga, you going to respect some real shit when you see it in your motherfucking face. You know what I'm saying? You can't knock that type of shit. So when you got all these motherfuckers out here wearing size 13, 14 Jordans with skinny jeans that they can't even pull up, you know what I'm saying? And then they want to be hard. See, that's what cracked me up. They want to be dressing feminine. They want to be pretty boys, but they want to be the hardest motherfuckers in the world. And real gangsters don't even got to say nothing. You know what I'm saying? We don't say shit. They're like you got taught a long time ago, to actions speak louder than words. And for a motherfucker to be woofing and doing a whole bunch of other shit, bumping their gums, I ain't got to say shit to smack the shit out of a motherfucker. I ain't even got to open my mouth. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got to tell my homeboy he a bitch. I ain't got to do all that. You know what I'm saying? All I got to do is put the work in and say fuck him.
Right.
But I tell you what, on that note, stick around if you can, Gonzo. We're going to take a break. I'm going to play a song real quick. Then I'm going to get back and play one of your songs again. But this is C-Mob, The Antidote. This is going along perfect with what the fuck we're talking about. You know what I'm saying? Call in 714-409-0548, UGSforlife.com. This is the Murder Master Music Show.
Right, you bitches.
Damn. Rap game ain't the same no more. Something's got to change. The fuck is going on?
Ever since I stepped in the game, you can tell I'm stressed in the brain. Now I'm on the mission to murder these lanes and leave them all left in the flames. I give them a check for the pain, by the way that I'm checking these lanes. I cannot contain the anger that's flowing within me, a chest in my veins. My mind's fried and jaded, cause I'm high and faded. My eyes dilated, turn of the tide, I awaited. With rhymes I paraded, yes I am glad I hated. All of the rappers I hear on the radio, if they died, I'm elated. I come from a place where it's dark and the bleak fades. When commercial rappers fall off, we just sing praise. Chop them with the sling blade, show my sickening ways. I am from the underground, that is why I seem crazed. Bitch in the fit, in the back of my mischievous shit. But there is a twist in it, dick, because I've been gifted with fit. I'm putting my fist in the lips of whack rappers trying to act vain. Cause nowadays something's wrong with the rap game. Here's an introduction for the ones who are irrelevant. You never heard me cause my lyrics are somewhat intelligent. Fuck you swag rappers, yeah that's right, I'm talking hella shit. If I hurt your feelings, your emotions are too delicate. Faggot rappers on TV, it's time to change the channel, ho. Skinny jeans are getting sold, tight to show and camel toe. Y'all are not hard, y'all are sweeter than some cantaloupe. The rap game is getting too soft, I got the antidote. Midwest Titan, been blessed, writing. I said swag in the hook, interest heightens. I'm coming for your neck, my teeth are in flesh, biting. I am not for I to mix with tin stress. Like it's frightened, is how I leave them. They wish they could kill me. Y'all might ride dirty, but I'm gooder and I'm filthy. I am on my A game, motherfucker. Lil B, the verdict for your homosexuality is guilty. Fag, all you skinny jean rappers claim it's swag. I'ma kill them all, fill them all, hit them all with them extra mags. Y'all got the rap game looking sickly while we did kissing, baby. I'ma go holler at Nicki. These cats are not rappers, just some gimmicks and some goofy hoes. Lost boys walking around in tights like they Rufio. Rapping with them booty flows, stay up out the studio. Put down the microphone and stick to playing Yu-Gi-Oh! It's an introduction for the ones who are irrelevant. You never heard me cause my lyrics are somewhat intelligent. Fuck you swag rappers, yeah that's right, I'm talking hella shit. If I hurt your feelings, your emotions are too delicate. Faggot rappers on TV, it's time to change the channel, ho. Skinny jeans are getting sold, tight to show in camel toe. Y'all are not hard, y'all are sweeter than some cantaloupe. The rap game is getting too soft, I got the antidote. I'm a have not, and my family is rock solid. Fans pay attention and they listen to us drop knowledge all about my business. I stay on it, I do not stall it. Leave these wannabe rappers crying like they got colic. Y'all are just a piece of trash, I'ma break your teeth in half. Y'all think it sound funnier than Wiz Khalifa's laugh. The game is being blinded, now it's time to see the light. I cannot respect a man who walks around in zebra tights. Now I got these rappers walking on a thin sheet of ice. When they fall through, cats with talent will be eaten right. I'm coming at you like a missile and it has deployed. Fuck a scamming ass rapper like that bitch Pastor Troy. We're rapping like you tough pussy, sick of love ballads. You exposed your bummy bitch ass on Judge Alex. You scared me too, then you took me for the fin. Yes, you grew that beard to try to hide the pussy on your chin. You're a coward, you can't even handle business like a man. So you steal from struggling artists for some riches in your hand. But I ain't tripping, what goes around comes around. So shame on you for stealing from the underground, bitch.
What have y'all been doing these past few Saturdays, man, around 7 p.m.? Don't answer that. Let me guess. You loser-ass motherfuckers that haven't been doing shit. And your plans, man, let's be honest about ourselves, man. Your plans probably ain't gonna be changing in the near foreseeable future. So why don't you spend your Saturdays kicking with me and my constituents, man, on KFYB, only on UGS Radio. We're doing it live so you can call in, share your opinion, your complaints, and I'll tell you that you ain't shit. And their music... Man, we do that shit on Wednesdays, every fucking genre you want. So kick with me, man. KFYB, UGS Radio.
Yeah, we're back here on the Murder Master Music Show, episode 53, with, you know what I'm saying, the one, the only Gonzo. Let's bring him back in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Man, first off, you know what I'm saying, what
hey,
you got?
Not to cut you off. What was that last shit you was playing?
Oh, that was C-Mob, the antidote, man. C-Mob's from Marion, Indiana.
You gotta hook us up. That nigga's ill.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, man. Definitely, man. See, that's the beautiful thing about UGS, man. It's like we're an umbrella of talent, man. It's just fucking crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we got cats from all over the whole world that's fucking with us, so, you know.
Yeah, that shit was hard.
Yeah, definitely. But, What do you got coming out in 2013, man? Is it possible anything to do with Caution at all?
The original group, man, it's like, dude, hip hop. You know, my nigga, one of my niggas, you remember the nigga Shale?
Yeah.
In the group? Well, I mean, you know, hip hop basically. You know, Joe, my nigga, to, like, you know, have a nervous breakdown, kind of like. So that nigga's not really, you know, mentally prepared to do a fucking album. And that's like, you know, niggas, this the first time I ever spoke of this, you feel me? And it was something that niggas thought we should keep close to our chest. But that's why we ain't done a fucking Caution album, nigga, because... The things that, you know, the circumstances that we went through and the timeline of that shit and how everything happened right there, nigga, that was like a bulk of fucking hip-hop history to happen all in a two-year span that literally drove one of my best friends crazy, like literally, you know what I mean? So this shit ain't to be taken lightly, nigga, this shit ain't to be played with, especially if you're in it, you know what I mean? Half these niggas. More than half these niggas got psychiatrists, you know. More than half these niggas got mental issues. I got mental issues, nigga. Today is 113 days that I haven't had no motherfucking alcohol, nigga. I turned into drinking.
Congratulations on that shit, man.
Yeah, man. You feel me? But it's a lot of baggage that comes along with this shit when you really in it. You feel me? Niggas don't really be in this shit like. Just, you know, how you pay your bills. Most of these niggas just got some bullshit studio in the closet and they rap whenever they baby go to the girl go to the grocery store or whatever. But you know, some niggas really litter shit and it could take its toll on you. You know what I mean? If you're not mentally stable.
Yeah.
So shit.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
So caution, you know, it probably won't be the original members, but and then Kato, he's still around. He's telling my nigga's still around. And we've been talking, but you ever got the impression that, you know, it's like so much time has passed. It seems like when we get in the studio, the balance ain't there because I'm ready to just go. I've been, you know, going. I never stopped. While niggas kind of like took a hiatus and, you know, it's, shit has elevated since then. So my patience isn't as long. And, you know, I'm probably, man, if it is going to be a caution album, it's going to be like some shit. I'm going to pick, you know, get some a verse or two from Kato or Sale, let them do some tracks on there or whatever, and get two new niggas. But then every time I think about that, I'm like, I can't fuck with history. So I would rather just leave it where it's at, you know what I mean? And we've done that and move on because, you know, I respect Sale and Kato. And but, you know, I could put the business over it. I could put the money over it. I could say, fuck my homeboys and just put the money over it. But I'm not going to do that. You feel me? I'm going to be cautious where it's at because, you know, it wouldn't be right, first off.
Yeah, definitely. Now, you being from L.A., you've worked with a lot of rappers in the Bay. Matter of fact, you worked with our guest, AP9, who was on the show last night. Of course, Regime. What's things like?
Hold on. Shout out to my big homie Ice-T, man. Feel me?
Shout out to Ice-T, definitely.
You feel me? AP, that's my nigga, you feel me? But, yeah, I did an album with him, but I'm not, Ice ain't never, he probably ain't never heard of AP9 before. The fucking this beast, you know what I mean? And I know he's done his homework and seen I done an album with him. Nigga, I have nothing to do with this shit. Nigga, I'm not involved in nothing about no motherfucking woman. You know, that type of shit get niggas killed. Feel me? You know, niggas ain't, that's just totally out of line. I love both of them niggas, but, you know, just some shit about a woman. Motherfuckers possibly get their head knocked off. Niggas ain't playing out here. So,
oh, yeah, definitely,
you know.
No, but my question was, you know, saying, you know, it really had nothing to do with AP9, but I mentioned it because, you know, you work with a lot of cats in the Bay. At what point did you develop that relationship with the Bay Area?
Well, my cat, Caution, you know what I mean? We was going up to the Bay Area to fuck with Lev. You know Lev Burlap?
No.
Lev owns the grill studio up in the Bay.
Okay.
To fuck with him through my boy Champelli. You know what I mean? We was doing a gang of shit for my nigga Champelli's compilation. And 3 Times Crazy was putting out a new album through Champelli. And at that time, so we was doing some verses on that. And, shit, that just started me going up there. You feel me? Like, fucking with the nigga Quinn. Quinn, that's my nigga. Shout out to Shane Quinn. That's my, you know, before rap, you know. Around that time, even the game was up there. You feel me? Like, niggas was up there fucking with the Bay Area niggas. Because, nigga, that's where the plug was at the time. Like, nigga, at the time.
Daz was up there too, I believe.
Every year, like, niggas gotta keep the 100. You feel me? Like, them niggas turned the nigga on how to get this money, and niggas expanded it on an independent level. You feel me? Like, Master P gave a nigga a glimpse, but my nigga JT, the biggest nigga, laid out a blueprint, and niggas followed that. Hello?
Yeah, you there?
My bad. Yeah. My
yeah,
nigga
JT.
My nigga JT, the bigger figure, laid out a blueprint, and niggas followed the blueprint. 40 laid out a blueprint. You feel me? How to get independent money early. And motherfuckers expanded that game and took it all around the world. You know, motherfuckers wasn't getting independent money. Niggas was scared to invest in themselves back in the day. It was either you got a record deal or you didn't come out.
Yeah. Unless I remember, you not in the Bay, but, you know, down in Miami, I remember Luke, he was pressing up his own product out of his mama's house.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the mid-'80s, you know. Yeah,
shout
yeah.
Out to Luke too.
There was different guys doing it in different areas, but, yeah, the Bay definitely influenced a lot of people. Cali in general, not just the Bay, you know, Cali in general.
I don't know what the hell niggas was doing to Miami, you feel me, but the California niggas was close enough to where I kind of, Eazy-E.
Eazy-E.
You know, his shit was like, you know, I'm not sure if from the beginning, I don't think they was on some independent shit at first, you feel me, but there's a lot of niggas who
McCola records, I think, was big over there. McCola had pretty much everybody.
Right. Right. I'm like, nigga, this is what you do, A, B, and C, and D. You know, for me, it was the nigga JT. You feel me? That was, it was like, it was that close to where a nigga kind of was like, okay, and so fuck the majors. I'm going to get all this money and not take the cents over the dollars.
Yeah, that cat, I will say this about JT. That cat has stayed consistent. You know, on that level, like you said, independently since the birth of his career.
Right.
You know, and he's still doing his thing right now. You know, we're trying to get him on the show as well. This archive is building. Did you get a chance to go check out the archive and see all the guests we've had?
I did, man. Shit, I gotta respect it. That's the type of shit that a nigga like to just get high to, throw in the headphones, and just listen to, you know, shows like this. This is like, you know, you were talking earlier about how can motherfuckers take it to the next level, and did I have any opinions on, you know, how can a nigga get funded? Man, keep it 100, because as I was listening to the song, this shit was like, you right on track. This is what motherfuckers really want to hear, you know what I mean? And the more that corporate America hears that it's motherfuckers out here that want to hear this and it's a market for it, you know, all they concerned about is the money and consumers. But once they find out it's consumers that still enjoy listening to things that are relevant to their day-to-day life and they can believe, then, yeah, niggas, you know, they'll fund it. Satellite, say 4-5, holla at us, nigga. Eminem, you got that cake, nigga. You holding that bag. Fuck with us over here, nigga.
This is a whole other avenue. You know, we're gonna keep it going. But I'm gonna go to one more song. You know, this is my brother from Chicago, Bad Black. This is just a mixtape song, gang somebody's beat, but this is Talk Shit Now, man. This is real aggressive shit, man. I hope you like this shit, Gonzo and everybody listening. We'll be right back, you know what I'm saying, with Gonzo. I'm sure you can stick around for a few more minutes. Right here in the Murder Master Music Show.
Talk shit now. You bitch ass niggas. Hey, talk shit now. Y'all motherfuckers ain't doing it, man. I had a talk with the guard. Malachi, we don't feel y'all repping the city right, motherfucker. I spirit it. Whoops had a club up. We burn that bitch down. If you ain't about that roulette, nigga, sit down. Don't know about y'all. That's how we get down. I heard you say my name. We'll talk shit now. Whoops had a club up. We burn that bitch down. If you ain't about that roulette, nigga, sit down. Don't know about y'all. That's how we get down. I heard you say my name. We'll talk shit now. Talk shit now.
Hey.
Talk shit now.
Hey.
Talk shit now.
Bitch.
Talk shit now.
Hey.
Talk shit now.
Hey.
Talk shit now.
Bitch.
Talk shit now.
Bitch.
Talk shit now. You think you hard? Bitch, I'm harder. Harder than the devil. Pissing lava, trying to retaliate. Don't even bother. I'll
kill them all, you bitch niggas. That's on my daughter.
Calm down, Black. Don't bust a blood vessel.
I gotta show these niggas. I'm on that dog level. Walk through the club with a lighter and a sip of vodka. Blow it in your face. Woo. Somebody call a doctor. He ain't breathing, bruh. I think he's getting worse. Fuck a ambulance. That nigga need a hearse. We run this shit. Demolition rule. Fuck all that talking shit. What y'all wanna do?
We'll tie the club up. We burn that bitch down. If he ain't bout that roulette, nigga, sit down. Don't know about y'all. That's how we get down. I heard you say my name. Well, talk shit now. We'll tie the club up. We burn that bitch.
Yeah, you already know what it is. It ain't the Murder Master Music Show if we ain't bumping some Bad Black. That's just one of many, many styles that brother has, man. That's my brother for life right there, man. Shout out to him. You know what I'm saying? All his supporters, man. Keep that motherfucker, keep pumping his music because, you know what I'm saying, he's been doing this since 80-fucking-9. You know what I'm saying? The city is shy. He's got an archive. He's out there. Check it out, man. Go to ugsforlife.com. You know what I'm saying? Bad Black's always going to be there. But we got to bring back on our guests. We got a special guest in the building. This is a legend from the West Coast, the one, the only, Gonzo, Caution, Regime. I mean, Ice Cube, like you said, Pac. Tell me about Pac, man. When did you meet Tupac?
I met Pac in the airport. Pac got out of jail. And, of course, you know, he signed a death row. And at the time, Caution was managed by Nightlife Management. My Suge's wife at the time, Sharitha Knight. So, I don't know, I think it was a tour we were going on. And Dre had house arrest or some shit. And Snoop had something going on. A case was going on or something to that effect. But this tour had been booked. So Pop took the tour. And we were on the tour. So, you know, it was like, motherfucker know I'm going on tour in the morning, but we had no idea who was headlining. Then all of a sudden, they're like, yeah, be at the airport at 7 o'clock and meet Tupac. Like, what? What the fuck? You know, that was like one of my favorite rappers of all time. Like, you know what I mean? Just favorite people, just how the nigga just incorporated them. You know, intelligence and just being a Black man into his music, you know what I mean? Opposed to, you know, it was just like more or less other cats just threw Caution to the wind when the mic came on. But when they're speaking, you could tell that they're intelligent. But when niggas rapping, you couldn't tell. It was like they was trying to be as ghetto as possible. But Pop, I always knew that nigga was the one because, you know, he didn't hide his intelligence. So that kind of drew me to him. So meeting him in person was just, you know, that shit was like crazy. You know?
Yeah, imagine. You know what I'm saying? Ice Cube, man. How did you guys initially meet Ice Cube?
Well, Ice Cube was shooting a movie, and my nigga Marcellus, and it's around the corner from his house, like over by around USC, like around Adams and Arlington, around that area in LA. So the nigga called me like, yo, the nigga Ice Cube is around the corner shooting a movie. So nigga, this LA. I'm like, so what the fuck? What about it? It's like, nigga, you think I should still go give him the? Think I should go give him the tape? Yeah, nigga, this one, tapes was still out, nigga. Wasn't no CDs, it was tapes, nigga. So I said, yeah, get a nigga the tape. Fuck it, walk around there, get him the tape. So my nigga Marcellus walked around there and gave the nigga the tape, and he never called. You know what I mean? He never called. Then, like 6 months later, we had gave the nigga Laylaw. My big homie Laylaw,
ATL
from NWA. You feel me? From NWA and above the law, of course.
KMG, rest in peace, that legend.
Exactly. So Laylaw had the tape, and he fucked with Cube at the time. He had just done that. What Would I Do? And Friday was out. He had done some shit on Friday and some other shit. So at the time he was in the mix for Cube, he still is, but he had the tape. So he said, yo, Cube, you need to fuck with these niggas, I guess. So one day we was just on the phone and somebody clicked in on the three-way. The nigga said, you would never believe on the other line. He was like, who? He was like, Ice Cube. So we all thought the nigga was playing, and we called the nigga, it was him. And he was like, Caution used to, it was like five other niggas in the group. I wasn't officially in Caution. Feel me? I was just, all the niggas was like older than me. I was just a little nigga around that could rap. Just had started rapping. You feel me? I was only on one song on the demo. Out of eight songs, I was on the last song, one song. So the nigga Cube called back. Now, mind you, all these other niggas is either around or on the phone. Feel me? That's really in the group. But we all going at the shit as, you know, that y'all niggas sign. I'm going to come along. At least I'm going to get on the album or something, you know?
Yeah.
The nigga Cube said, whoever's on the last song, that's who I want the group to be. And hung up.
So, damn.
Yeah. And who was on the last song was me, Sel, and Kato. So the other niggas, you know, I never seen them niggas again. I didn't know them niggas, you feel me? Like, I was a nigga from the west side. Them other niggas was from the east side, from the Low Bottoms and shit. They was like Sel and Kato homies that they had grew up with. I didn't know them, you feel me?
Yeah.
So I never seen them, and that's how Caution was created. Off of what he heard what he wanted to be his group, and he caught that shot.
Now I know this was probably spoke on several times, you know, and I'm sure I read it somewhere before, but man, what was the deal with Cube and his chain? Were you around for that or
in the chain?
Yeah, didn't Cube get in a fight with one of you guys? It wasn't you, was it?
No. It wasn't one of us for the chain. He got into it with Solo. One of Cam's right hand man.
Yeah, Cam. Okay, okay.
I wasn't there. Only him and Solo was there when the chain shit happened. You know what I mean? But, you know, so they could only speak on that. The only thing that I know was what was told to me. And, you know, you're in a fight with a motherfucker. Or a tussle or anything, jewelry falls, people pick it up. But, you know, in the eyes of hip-hop, they took pictures of the chain and whatever happens, you feel me, motherfuckers, it's all for entertainment, you feel me? Ain't no telling what the fuck really happened.
Yeah.
Never know.
Yeah, real shit, real shit. You know what I'm saying? What's up with the regime, man? You guys put out All Out War, which they were just mixtapes, if I'm not mistaken. But everybody had them fucking tapes. What's going on with the regime?
Well, from what I hear, Yuck is about to put out an album with some cats and calling it the regime album. You know, it's some cats that I know and some cats that I don't know. But it's definitely not the original group. So whatever you're about to buy, it'll be like you know, you're going to have to acquire a taste for it because I don't want you to misinterpret, you know, the name with our brand because we created that brand with a certain sound and a certain combination of people. And no disrespect to the new guys, but the combination is just not different. And I don't want, you know, to knock my brand or people to fucking think that, you know, to think that I'm on there and I'm not getting money from it. Off, you know what I mean? So just,
yeah.
You know, support the album, but I'm not on there. That's not a knock. That's just on some business and branding shit.
Okay. That's what it is. That's what it is. Because, see, I didn't know what happened. I reviewed one of the mixtapes up in the Murder Dog, and then, you know what I'm saying, I thought there was going to be like an album or something years ago, but, you know, I just wanted to find out what was up with that, basically. But,
Oh, shit. Really, it's like the regime could have been way much more, you know what I mean? And the shit was, we were on the right track, but the wrong train.
Papa LQ is down with y'all. Or, you said
Kingpin. That's my nigga.
Kenny Kingpin, yeah.
Right. Kenny Kingpin, shout out to Fats Bossy, shout out to Mad Max, you know, shout out to my nigga Kenny Kingpin, shout out to my nigga Don Menace, shout out to my nigga Tech N9ne, you know what I mean? And my nigga Ampacino. And all the new niggas, you feel me? It's still all love with me, you feel me? Because a nigga eating, I don't have a reason to be mad or argue over pennies, you feel me? My situation has changed drastically to where a nigga could, you know what I mean? It's not, you know, it was fighting over pennies. But now a nigga got dollars, so it's like trivial. A nigga just trying not to have a fucking headache at the end of the day. Stay away from, you know, contagious ass haterade situations and shit that brings stress in your life. I don't need that shit. You feel me?
Yeah. Nobody does. Nobody does.
Right.
I've never. You know, we started this underground society. You know, the whole point of it is bringing people together. And you know, after being a journalist of Murder Dog for almost 15 years, I never experienced more hate than I did until I started bringing people together. You, as a journalist, you had a couple psycho motherfuckers, hey, review my CD, and if it's garbage, you throw it in the garbage, and you get these stalker, I used to call them stalker rappers, you review my CD, yeah. It's like, it's garbage, I don't want to review your fucking CD, and the next thing you know, I want to kick your ass, come on, bring it on, motherfucker, I don't give a fuck, you know, but when you start bringing people together, that's a whole different breed of hatred. You're going to have so many people, man, that they're in it for the wrong reasons. They think, man, this is, we're going to get rich if we fuck with dude. No, you're not going to get rich. You're going to help build something that's going to become a network. And motherfuckers don't get it like that, man. They don't understand,
right.
You know.
Well, you know, I feel you on that, because it all comes down to what the motherfucker's intentions was in the first place. Like, someone's like, we're going to get rich, then that means there's really no passion involved, and it's probably not going to work. You know, people get rich off of things that they love to do, or, you know, capitalizing off a great idea. I understand that, but in hip-hop, it's like you got to be in this shit for the long haul, or you got to, you know, put some fucking Panther pants on and some lipstick, dance around, get your money, and just be a mockery for the rest of your life, you feel me? But if you decide to have any ounce of realness in you, it's going to be a steady incline, but slow, you feel me? Slow, but for show.
Yeah, definitely.
For
definitely.
Show money, you know? It's for show money. When you real, I can guarantee you, I can, you know, when I'm get broke, nigga, I could go book a show anywhere. When I get broke, I can go put out a CD, you know, times six. I know I'm going to sell at least 6 to 12,000. That's on a bad month, nigga, if Katrina hit, times six. So you do the math. And I do that six times a year. So, you know, doing that opposed to, you know, having to run around and do shows every weekend. I don't do shit that I don't want to do. For real. I'm probably you know, I'm in the studio every fucking day because that's what I love to do. But if you looked at my life otherwise, I'm the laziest nigga in the world. My nigga, I be in my backyard fucking with the hummingbirds, fishing three times a week. You know, I'm fishing three times a week. Niggas be on that bullshit. Nigga, I'm on the boat fishing. Like, living from the hood, though. Nigga, I'm really from the ghetto, nigga. But do you think I want to be one of them motherfucking folks when I seen the boat hooked to the back of their shit and they leaving for the... I'm like, I'm going to be one of them motherfuckers one day. I'm going to get out of this motherfucker one day. I'm going to get away from this, you know, this mentality is not something that I'm finna thrive to get. I'm not finna get money and go try to build a motherfucking lowrider and engulf myself deeper into the shit. Nah, nigga, I'm kind of the opposite. You feel me? Like, I'm on some whole other shit, you feel me? And once niggas catch on to what this shit that I be doing, then they understand, nigga, the money is what's important. You know what I mean? What motherfuckers think about you is not. You feel me?
Yeah.
The money is what's important. And what niggas say about you at your funeral You know, he was a good nigga. Feel me? He was inspiring. Not he was a nigga that brought a whole lot of bullshit to our life. And, you know, and I don't know. I'm on some other type shit.
Hey, man, you're spitting knowledge. And, you know, I'm soaking it up. And I know the people listening are soaking it up. You know, that's definitely what it is. But it's good to hear from you, man. I don't even think I ever interviewed you before, man. It's crazy because I interviewed everybody else, you know what I'm saying, but you until tonight. So thank you for coming on this show.
Good, man. Thanks for having me, Press.
No doubt, bro. And you know, continue to send me music, and we're definitely going to play more music of yours in the future. And before you go, though, Where can people get at you if they want to copy your new music, if they want to collab? What's the best way to reach Gonzo?
Best way to reach Gonzo is you can hit me on my email. That's Blockwise, B as in boy, L as in Larry, O as in Oscar, C as in Charlie, W as in Whisker, I as in Ideal, E as in Easy, @gmail.com. Also, my Twitter is I'm Gonzo. I'm Gonzoe. Feel me? So those are the best ways. But look, I'm going to ask for a favor, though, because this new joint I'm pushing right now is that joint Pain.
I got that right here right now, man. Why don't you tell us about that shit?
Pain is featuring my homeboy, you know, my young nigga, Showbiz. Showbiz, this nigga done been from Martin. I don't know if y'all remember the Martin episode where the kids was on there, where Martin was playing the little boy Roscoe, and they was having like a Christmas special or something, and, you know, Santa kept getting into it with the kids, but, you know, the nigga been on hella TV shows. He was in Bullworth and all sorts of commercials and shit, you feel me? But the nigga's from the Crenshaw District, you know what I mean? And one of my best friends, little brother, and a nigga rap, you feel me, and a nigga hard as a motherfucker.
And
so,
not to cut you off, but, you know, on some high shit right now. Speaking of Bullworth, man, I think Warren Beatty would make a better fucking rapper than 95% of these motherfuckers out today anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Yo,
I mean,
look at the plot of that fucking movie. I didn't even think about that.
That
damn
shit.
Oh, shit.
That movie's a shit. And plus, he had Halle Berry's fine ass next to him the whole time.
Exactly.
I mean, come on, that shit's crazy.
Exactly. Yeah, man, but my little nigga Showbiz on the song, you feel me? Sale Music done a track. It's another producer out of Los Angeles who hard as a motherfucker. You know what I mean? He's on the track, and the song's called Pain. And it's just, the song's just basically about that, you feel me? So roll up one, hit, you know, pack a bowl, load the vaporizer, whatever the fuck you gonna do, dab your wax, and fuck with this shit, man, because it's turned up like that. Fuck it. Gonzo.
With the homies, call it tough love. I live on Rocky Road. My nigga, buckle up. You either hustle or you struggle like a motherfucker. I just take the facts. I don't sugarcoat it. Get some dough or die broke in a cold coffee. And in my neighborhood, it happens so often. Niggas pull up and get to sparking. They don't do no talking. That's what the problem is. But what's the way to solve it? I'm just trying to live. I can't even call it. That's cold shit. Toilet water. I get sedated off this California marijuana. Trying to ease my mind, but I got head trauma. Giovanni Thomas. I'm gonna make it, bro. I promise. This one's for Eddie Boy. Rest in peace, the door. And if I kill a couple niggas, please forgive me, Lord. Weight of the world on my shoulders and my back sore. It's a battle, good and evil going back and forth. I let God rule. Sometimes the devil reign. Innocent victims get slain. Stay up in your lane. This shit is not a game. No love, a lot of pain. A lot of pain. A lot of pain. This shit is not a game. No love, a lot of pain. A lot of pain. A lot of pain.
KOL from 36 Mafia, holding it down with the homie Prez on the Murder Master Music Show. It's going down, Mafia.
I go toe to toe and it's broke for broke, cause I'm badass, big bitch. I go hold a hoe, but they'll go to show. I got my dick head in your bitch. Catch me rolling, don't fuck till I choke. Now I gotta go, I'm dead. Catch this house, party up in this hole, cause I'll play with other folks' kids. Nigga, I'm a death row, that pussy. Leave it red like Suge Knight. Not messing her to my niggas. I'm told it's loaded, I'm smoking and rolling. Quit to give me girl, different strokes, Gary Coleman. Then I let her hold it, hold it, deep throat it. Hold on, mind me, you can keep on going. I'm a KOM, I'm some bell shit. I hop out green, I'm some prepper shit. Top of the day, getting green, I'm some selfish shit. I'm a rich bitch, I'm out wealthy shit. Let you talk trick, what the fuck I look like? If I ain't got no bells on me, I don't look like.
Leave the house without a strap, nigga.
And she get it from her mama. I'm riding presidential with the top by Stevie Wonder. And I got that burner that they get down, I lay down. Riding in that karma, guess what goes around, comes around. Rolling up some papers, keep that spin like Jada. Fuck around and take your face off, nigga like Mr. Potato. Kid, I be home for later. She give me a blowjob that's labor. Throw money just because, shit, everybody ain't able. Niggas know how I'm swagging out. Got the black on black belly when I'm bagging out. Popping bands, ain't touching my bank account. And it do the thing, fuck a nigga brag about. I'm getting money, ain't shit that I can't withdraw. Any nigga that get in my way, I'm popping his ass like Adderall.
Leave the house without a strap, nigga.
What the fuck I look like?
Just not rap, no more trap, nigga.
What the fuck I look like?
Rolling up some bad bitch.
What the fuck I look like?
Me without a bad bitch.
What the fuck I look like?
Hey, for me shot the boy named Blood Cloud. What do I do with? Hey, that's coming.
for that. Stand up here for them. Hey, yo, let me tell you about a nigga I flipped on who tried to cross me to get his grip on. One day we went touching. Sent the nigga out some money and he came back with nothing. Blowing books left and right. Come back empty-handed, breathing hard like it's all right. Pussy nigga was bluffing on me, but I hope this nigga ain't cuffing on me. I sent the nigga out another one, but the same shit happened, just like the other one. But this time when the nigga came back, I noticed his pockets looked kinda fat. I ain't say nothing about it, I just look. Hey yo, my nigga, what happened to that book?
No, man, I was cheated by a hero.
Oh boy, my understanding is zero. Got that thing from under the seat. Punched it in his mouth, tried to break his front teeth. Just getting the money ain't satisfaction, you know what else I want. Was willing to get his life took over a bitch because he pussy whooped him. I guess the nigga was lovesick, but that don't justify doing dumb shit. How the fuck you gonna bitch by the hoe? Draws up her ass everywhere the fuck she go. The hoe ain't about nothing. Only thing the bitch good for is fucking, or maybe sucking me up. I told it to the nigga, now he talking about fucking me up. I slapped the taste from his mouth. Old cunt ass nigga trying to sell a true nigga out. Now that shit's unheard of. Now you know my very first instinct was murder. Cause I'm always strapped. Slapped him with the pistol, shot him in the kneecap. Then he fell to the floor. Oh, pussy ass nigga, fishing by the hoe. I hate punks with a passion, and I don't want no apology, nigga.
That's a little dragon, and you listening to Escape Beats Productions.
Other cats doing what they say do. Recognize game every time you see me come through. About to make another slap, make you motherfuckers clap.
Yeah.
And oh yeah, Skate Beats got the beat slapping in the back while I rap on the track daily. Promise for I'm dead that I make the game pay me. Say the same shit, making sure you pay attention. Trying to get rich and oh yeah, did I mention I'm a G from the SAC in California. Raised in the Bay where niggas will run up on ya. Put the bullet strap and leave your land where you staying at. Cause niggas ain't playing that. Put the star spraying at you and your homeboys best to get to running. Cause bodies gon' fall when the bullets start to come in. It's all about the money in this land of pretendo. My hand on my AK while looking out the window. Niggas gon' play and niggas gon' say what they gon' say, but anyway, I'ma get paid every day and stay in the lab until you say, hey. And then I stick to the G code. I stay away from the swine, never eat those. And yeah, I floss in my cheap clothes. But when I finally get money, never treat hoes. Cause they ain't never did shit for me. I'm not Adam, so I gotta stay away from him. They want me to bite the apple, but fuck that, I'm headed for the king in the castle. Give me back to history, solve all the mystery. Why does it seem that a nigga live in misery? Is it just a plan from the man to keep a nigga low? I don't know, so I'ma get the money, ho. Yeah, that's how the story go, flip it on the bitch ass. Only way to change shit, niggas gotta get cash. So I'm on the grind every day like a pimp. Make the beat grind like a bitch with big hips. Nigga, Mr. International, all around the world. Make your bitch love me like my name was Mac Furley. Niggas die early just to keep the plot going. They ain't knowing, so I'ma make the people say, hey.
Yeah.
I let you go. I thought I let you know. Better yet, remind you I'm all about that dough. No, I'm not a dope dealer, but I make dope cuts. Stay away from broke niggas, cause they always hating us. So I must be doing something right. Niggas only hate when they know you coming hella tight. Put the bullet gun, cause he know he don't wanna fight. Knock your ass out, left uppercut, then a right to your chin once again, sir, you mo bitches. Tired of being broke, so I'm trying to get the riches. And even though it might lead my soul down the wrong road, I'ma still keep it real till I'm old and gone. And that's the real talk, some people will talk. But I ain't never did this to try to please y'all. Cause when I pay the bills, they say my name on it. But I can give it to you if you think you really want it. And that'll help me get through the bad times. Keep me in the lab when I wanna spit grind. All they wanna do is lock a brother like me away. Cause I keep it real and I make the people say, style music, right? So that mean I do this shit for money. Even if it's a freestyle, it's still about that pay style, nigga.
Yeah, episode 53 of the Murder Master Music Show. Mac Mizzle, if you listen, the motherfucking Heat got whooped. Sorry, JT Money, but the Bulls fucked up the Heat. Good game, though, real good game, you know, back and forth shit. But, you know, Derrick Rose, I don't know when the hell he's going to return, man. Let me get Mac J on the line. He might, this is the sports guy for UGS. This is the coach over here. What's going on with Derrick Rose, man? When can we expect to see him back on the floor?
Man, I don't even know for real, Prayers. They ain't really, you know, they saying he look good and he getting there, but I think they just trying to, as long as they win, and they going to hold him out as long as they can, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As long as they can get to the playoffs.
Did you think, though, that, I mean, him having such a severe injury, I mean, Jordan broke his ankle, I believe, early in his career, but this type of injury, do you think it could fuck off his whole career? Do you think he's going to be another Anthony Hardaway, basically? Grant Hill?
That kind of injury could, but look what Grant Hill did. Is Grant Hill still playing this year? I think he's still playing, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but
Hardaway, though.
Yeah, but like, I don't know, Hardaway. Man. I hope not. I don't think so, because that dude working hard, man.
Yeah.
They say he's looking good. I don't see why they'd be lying about that shit. I know they want him on the court, but at the same time, they don't want to rush that shit. And what if he fuck it up right after he get back? You know what I'm saying? That's one of them injuries that'll fuck with your mind, because all that cutting and all that spinning around and shit he do, he need his knees for that shit. So if his mind ain't there, like he's scared to go full speed on them legs like he used to, he might have to change his whole game up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he can go from being an elite player just to a good player, but if he working hard, so look at Adrian Peterson with the Vikings. He has the similar type shit, and he came back and had a monster year, though. You know what I'm saying? This sports medicine, some crazy shit. I bet these dudes ain't worrying about healthcare and shit.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No, the team
probably got him the best doctors, and you know what I'm saying, that money could buy pretty much.
They don't have that wrestling Vince McMahon plan where you just get enough you just get enough drugs to snap and kill your family.
Right.
That's that Benoit coverage, you know. But the Bulls, they got the best of everything, you know, pretty much.
Yeah, I'm still
all these NBA teams, they got the best of everything, you know.
Yeah, they making so much fucking money, man. It's pathetic, man. They just printing that shit. Even if you go to the games and shit, you know what I'm saying? That's what really lets you know how they get. Like when people say, how can they pay these people this kind of money? When you go to a game, you see how they get the money, because they taxing your ass for every little motherfucking thing you can get. And you better not go to a Cardinals game with some shit like that with like $3 or $4 thinking you finna get a beer. You ain't getting shit. You might not get a bottle of water for $3.
The game goes to the moose. Same thing with the actors. I mean, the actors, everything entertainment-wise is just overpriced.
You know, it's just
they're
trying to kill us with this shit. You know, you wanna go take your family to movies, but by the time you get out of there, you're $50 in the hole.
Oh yeah, you can't do it. It's almost impossible to do it. Or if you do it, you gotta, you know, it's money that you could be probably using on something else. You know what I'm saying? Just to try to have some enjoyment with your kids or your family and shit, man. So it's like a double-edged sword dealing with that shit, because they got it to where you're going to want to do something. You ain't going to want to just be in the crib all the goddamn time. But when you get out here, you find out you can do more in your house than you can do anywhere anyway.
Yeah, yeah, that's the comfort zone anyway, man. That's a fucking comfort zone. You know, but let's get off into this shit right here, man. Hopefully we'll have Gangsta Black on the show pretty soon.
Yeah, I can't wait for that shit. I got some good ass questions for his ass too.
Yeah, yeah, man, he's definitely a legend. But man, you're gonna like this shit. Six should like this. Everybody else listening, if you don't like this, then you gotta be a swaggot.
Yeah, you fucking swaggot.
Ring-a-ding-a-ling, I'm caught up in a thing with the motherfucking startup. Niggas that sleep don't wake up, cause I put the gauge to your nuts. Hey, you coughing up piss and blood. Mark-ass niggas don't get no love. The evil-ass nigga from the FAC, busting out the hearse with the GAT. I went to my nigga on the Oakland block. He passed me the clock, said shoot the cop. Shit went crazy when I spilled the pig. Piggy in a blanket, that's what we did.
There, man, you know what I'm saying, at his best, I think that was probably his best album, if not America's Nightmare. Self-titled one was real good, too. I said first three Spice ones were the shit, even 1996. But, man, that's that's what the fuck we do over here at the Murder Master Music Show. But that's some real shit. I want to address a few things real quick before I get up out of here. Episode 53. You know, after the 50th episode, you know, we had Zero. That was a huge show for us. Then last night we had number 52, which was AP9. And like I was saying earlier, by now, a couple questions were asked about you know, the situation with him and Coco, and you know, AP9, he said some things, and you know, next thing you know, we're on all hip hop. Some of these sites are not even giving UGS credit. You know, if you see any sites, I mean, this shit's all over the net right now. You see any sites out there that ain't saying UGS, that don't have a link direct back to UGS, contact them. Let them know what the fuck is up. I had to do that with Vlad earlier. You know, they just took some audio out of the show, made a video, put it up there. They mentioned the name, but they didn't have a link. I had to make sure I had the link put on that motherfucker. Again, I can't control who's going to say what on this fucking show. And when you come on this show in the first place, it's anything goes. KFYB is a different show. KFYB is literally anything goes. And that's Saturday, 7 p.m. You hear the commercial. 7 p.m. on the West Coast, 9 p.m. Central. I know Six, Velvet, and Mac J, they got something planned this week. They also got some upcoming shit. I'll let them talk about it tomorrow. Sunday, and me and my brother Six, you know what I'm saying, co-host of Church of Reality, we got Dick Eklund from the movie The Fighter. Actually, he wasn't in the movie. Christian Bale played him in the movie, won the Academy Award. Man, we're doing big things. I don't give a fuck, man. You mainstream, you lamestream sites, you motherfuckers ain't recognizing what we're doing unless someone comes on here talking about some beef shit or some pictures or some adultery or some this, that. That's when you're checking for us, but you ain't checking for us when we're doing positive things, when we're interviewing people about overcoming their addictions. We're interviewing mothers that lost children due to military cover-ups. When we're doing shit like that, you ain't covering us. And it's disgusting because I sent all you filthy fucking slime countless amounts of emails. And you never did anything for the compilation. You never did anything for the podcast. You never do anything for my brother, the Bad Black. You never do anything for my other brothers in UGS. But then some dude comes on and talks some shit about an affair or possible affair with another man's wife or something like that. Then you're all over this shit. And it's kind of disgusting. But if you go to UGSforLife.com, I have a press section. We've been putting that up right now. First, I want to shout out my brother Dome, our webmaster. This guy's a fucking genius. We've had three webmasters so far. This guy, by far, I mean, he just slaughters the other two completely. He takes Camille and slices them in half, and he takes Swoop and just dices them into little pieces. Dome, you're the man. I appreciate you fucking with us. Definitely a member. But anyway, you go to the site, UGSforLife.com/press, and, you know, we got the shout-out to my guy, Soren Baker. That's the only guy in the mainstream that I really got props for. Shout-out to Soren Baker. He's wrote for fucking L.A. Times, New York Times, all kinds of different magazines. But he's the only one that showed me love with the fucking Fuck the Illuminati compilation. So I got nothing but love for that brother right there. Debbie, Securing Liberty. Yeah, me and Brother Six been on your show about six or seven times, and nothing but love. Extract, I don't know what the fuck happened to you. I hope you ain't no fucking FEMA camp, brother. You know what I'm saying? Got to shout out him. Saeed Sabor, American Focus. Got to say what's up to them. But we got another section now because of this recent little press that we are getting from the mainstream. It's called Lamestream Press. So if you go to the site, you'll see the different articles or whatever, and that's what it is. We got lamestream press. What falls under the lamestream press category, of course, is, you know, Hip Hop DX, allhiphop.com, Vlad TV. That's lamestream press because 90% of the shit that they promote is you know, Waka Flocka related or or Gucci Mane ice cream cone face related, or Zebra Pant Wayne related, and shit like that that they cover. Fuck that shit. You know what I'm saying? You should have been covering us because we're trying to do something. We're trying to give these motherfuckers an alternative to the bullshit that you guys are putting out there. So it's forever. When I say war in the lamestream, you faggot fucks are included. I don't care if you put my fucking show link up there or not on your site. The point of the point I'm trying to make is it's still war with you bitches. And I'm going to say it to you, if you ever interview me about what I'm doing here, maybe 20 years from now, you interview one of the other members of UGS, we're going to say fuck you right to your face because you slept on the biggest movement, what could have been the biggest movement in rap history. We're trying to bring that conscious shit back to the rap game. And I'm not talking about the backpacker conscious shit. I'm not talking about no fucking Mos Def or no dumb shit like that. I'm talking about some militant fuck you and fuck your swagger bullshit, your brainwashing of the youth type shit, because we're against that 100% right here at UGS, UGSforlife.motherfucking.com. And I also want to say this. I've interviewed some of the biggest interviews I've ever done. And my career was with Ice-T and Coco. Back in the day, way before they had the reality show, Coco called the crib and talked to my wife. Ice-T talked to my sick mother, man. He talked to my mom. I mean, I've interviewed both of them. I got nothing but respect for them. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, AP9 was a guest on the show. I'm not a censor. Guests could say whatever the fuck they want to say about whoever the fuck they want to say. But I just definitely want to say this, man. Much love to Ice-T and Coco because y'all showed me love and treated me with respect back when I was dealing with a lot of arrogant rappers, a lot of arrogant people in the industry, a lot of people that thought they were better than everybody else, and y'all were some of the ones that treated me with respect. So I'm going to end this show right. I'm going to play a couple of my favorite Ice-T tracks. First up, Midnight. Right here on the Murder Master Music Show. Shout out to the motherfucking OG of this shit. Remember, if it wasn't for him and people like him, none of you motherfuckers would be doing this shit.
What's up, Iceberg?
Yo, baby, what's happening, Randy Mac? How you doing, man?
Oh, man, I'm just lounging, man. I'm tripping off you busting this dope album and shit, man.
You like how this is going down, man?
I like the way this shit is going down. But check this out, Jay. You got to kick some of that old rough 6 in the morning type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, back to the OG, you know what I'm
saying? But let me tell you what you're going to need, homie. You're going to need a crazy, stupid, fly, slamming beat.
Oh, yo, I got that, homie.
Well, check this out. What about some of them old criminal gangster old school stories?
Man, you know I got millions of them, homeboy.
Yeah, okay.
But I don't want to call it 6 in the morning, man.
Well, what you gonna call it, homie?
Midnight, chilling at 8 p.m. Cooling, drinking apple juice and evil BM. The sounds of laugh to attract attention. Armor off tires on a lower suspension. The naughtiness deal with how fine deck was glowing. Bumping big daddy. The nigga was definitely flowing. I was riding. Recognize the jack. Two brothers strolled up, talking about get out. Donald D. Blade shot a fool through his fucking mouth. Why would they step?
be some nigga shot. Shit was getting crazy, so I had to get busy. Him was leading work, and Eva was getting busy. Looked in a parking lot, I needed a snack bar. Had the hot drive, so I moved on an old car. It was a bucket, but fuck it, it had to do. Started it up and threw my whole crew. 2 blocks later, we saw a fucking blue light. The pigs were behind us, it was half past midnight. I wait until they got out, and then I hit reverse. Fuck them up, I seen one cop fall. Do it again. Yo, I'm out of y'all. Don't know how, but somehow we got away. Lost the jacket, the cops dumped the GTA. Made it back to the hood, fixed the crew up. And even though Evil Star blew up, we made it home, and then I crashed out. Thinking about my all-night death bout. Then something woke me up from my dark sleep. The sound of fucking police when they're trying to creep. Broke through my door with no goddamn warning. Looked at my watch, it was 6 in the morning.
Cruising for a bruising, I'm taking no crap. Pipe bomb in my trunk, got a 9 in my lap. I'm laying for a spraying, tonight there's no plan. The posse's most strapped, tonight the crew's weighing. Dust is burning, the steering wheel's turning. I'm out a week, I'm already earning. Suckers cross, tonight is their loss. Payback time, boy, life's the cost. Gauges out the window, one leg cross the roof. They all died, them suckers ain't bulletproof. I'm rolling, depth tolling. Of course the car's stolen, but I'm blind to what's wrong. All I want is what's golden. A fool in a fight, too damn dumb to know right. Fucking blue lights, read them to right. Drama, drama, drama. Drama. Popped an alias, bailed out in an hour or less. I keep a bank for that, don't know about the rest. Popped another piece, hit the dark streets, rolling once again, fuck the damn police. Called up my boy Joe, a roof job pro, 459 on his mind, car stereos. He said the spot was sleep, he cased the joint a week. 3 a.m. on the dot, inside we creep. Got Alpine Fishers, JVCs, Motorola phones, Sony color TVs. Had to ride packed up till we heard freeze. Fucking blue lights, read them to right. Drama. In the morning, lights in my face. That's the time, you know the place. Cuffed in the room with the two-way glass. The text in effect, cold dog on my ass. What's your date of birth? What's your real name? I stuck to my alias, I know the game. If they don't know who you are, then they don't know what you've done. You just making this hard on yourself, son. I know this shit by heart. I'm too clever. Have you ever been arrested before? Nope, never. DA reject all over his face. You see, no confession, no case. Then my boy started illing, talking and telling. Son of a bitch, he was a snitch. Drama.
Here I went, I caught a case and a half. He dropped the mallet and the judge laughed. Now I'm in the penzo, chilling like a real pro. I can't move till the man says so. A puppet of the big game, an institutional thing. I wouldn't be here if I fed my brain. Got knowledge from school books instead of street crooks. Now all I get is penitentiary hard looks. The joint is like an oven of cage heat. You're just a number, another.
My name is William, and I like singing about that shit.